Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
This year, Severe Weather Awareness Week will be observed in Colorado, April the 11th through the 17th. The National Weather Service will initiate a statewide tornado drill on Wednesday, April the 14th, between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. using EAS and NOAA weather radios. All stations are requested to publicize this test in advance. That's Wednesday, April the 14th, between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. This will be a test of the emergency broadcasting system.
Dr. Stan, you're live.
Hello?
You're live, Dr. Stan.
You got him? Oh, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we're hoped to have Dr. Dina Prato from the Invita Medical Center with us this morning, but right now we're trying to get hold of him. But the question is, do you have cancer? You know somebody who has cancer? The treatment of cancer it has not advanced a great deal during the past 50 years. Yes, certainly when I went to medical school, leukemia, lymphoma were almost certain death sentences. And that has improved dramatically, certainly with certain chemotherapy and radiation treatments. But the treatment for so many other cancers has not progressed. And in fact, when I went to medical school, the incidence of cancer was much lower than it was today at the beginning of the last century. While 1 in 17 people got cancer, today it's 1 in 2 and 103, or 1 in 3. And why is that? Well, if you haven't seen the DVD we carry called Cancer Forbidden Cures, you can understand there are a number of effective treatments for cancer that are blocked and outlawed in America. Today, there are treatments for cancer that are available in other countries. There are some that have even been developed by our National Institute of Health that are very effective and are not used in America. And why is that? Well, I happen to believe it's population control. In fact, if you haven't ever heard our 4-CD set, The New Order of the Barbarians, where Dr. Lawrence Dunnigan, he's passed away, but he was a pediatrician in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I had a chance to interview him before he died, and he actually, of course, had taken notes on a talk he'd heard in 1969, given by Dr. Richard Day, the former medical director of Planned Parenthood, and very, very close to the elite who rule the world. And Dr. Day had said it quite openly, there are too many people in the world. They're going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. We have the treatments, and they will remain locked up in the basement of the Rockefeller Foundation. We have that material. We have the transcript. Actually, it was typed up by Dr. Dennis Kelly's mother, Peggy, who's a good friend of mine, and she knew Dr. Dunnigan, and she typed up the transcript of his talks, and you need to get that. They're available from Radio Liberty at 1-800-544-8927. People are dying in America today. The largest cause of death in America is cancer. And yet they have treatments and they're being suppressed. You need to see the DVD, Cancer Forbidden Cures. You need to actually listen to our 4-CD set or get the transcript, The New Order of the Barbarians, to understand what we're up against. Well, of course, I was going to have Dr. Dino Prado on with us this morning, hopefully talking about the Invita Medical Center in Scottsdale, Arizona, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about it, some of the things they do. First of all, if you have cancer or a friend has cancer and you're concerned about what's treatment and would be interested in knowing about the effective treatments that are used in many other countries and have been developed here in the United States and are being effectively suppressed, developed by the NIH. And that's, of course, the development of killer T cells, growing them and then injecting them back into the body, developed by the NIH, found to be very effective, but for some reason never picked up by general medicine. The number for Invita is 866-830-4576. 866-830-4576. And, of course, Invita is in Scottsdale, Arizona, although they do have another clinic in Mexico because there are certain things the FDA will not allow to be done in America. Why? Is the FDA there to help us? Absolutely not. In fact, a high official and the FDA told my friend Betty Martini when she asked why they were allowing aspartame, which produces cancer and which produces diabetes and which produces pathological obesity and which poisons our children. I mean, why this is on the market when they know, and the high official says, it's all about population control. There are too many people in the world. And ladies and gentlemen, you've got to learn how to help yourself and look after yourself and your family. And again, if you'd like to know more about Invita, why, you call them at 866-830-4516. But what basically are they? Well, they're a clinic where they have doctors who've worked together. They certainly, you will use both conventional and alternative medicine, and they have access to a number of treatments that are used in other countries throughout the world that are effective. Now, the treatment that was developed by the National Institute of Health was simply to take your killer T cells, and that's the part, component of white cells that actually kill cancer and other diseases, and to grow them outside your body. You take your killer T cells, you grow them outside the body, and you can grow these and get billions of them, and you inject them back in the body. And the whole idea is to build up your immune system so that your body can combat the cancer. Basically, of course, the treatment that's used widely in America is give everybody chemotherapy. What does chemotherapy do? Well, it kills the cancer cells, but it also destroys your immune system, so it doesn't work. What you want to do, of course, is target that cancer. And one of the things that cancers are dependent upon sugar. Now, doctors ordinarily will not tell you when you have a cancer, don't eat sugar at all, because it'll simply just stimulate the cancer. And so, but what you do is you use insulin, you lower the blood sugar, and now the cancer is just starving. And then you tag a chemotherapy agent onto sugar, and you give it to the individual. And of course, cancer gobbles up the sugar, and of course, it's going to kill the cancer. That's target chemotherapy. You can use very little of it. Our number is 1-888-1-877-5475-24.
U.S. Cash Flows in Fort Collins is saluting our local men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our freedom. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Remember, our troops' efforts abroad and our support at home will help keep America strong. This message is from U.S. Cash Flows in Fort Collins, a member of the Better Business Bureau. They're here to help you get fast cash for your real estate notes. Visit them at uscashflows.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Dan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our number, if you'd like to give me a call, because our regularly scheduled guest isn't here, give us a call at 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. It seems incredible there could be effective treatments and the average doctor doesn't know, but he doesn't know because he cannot believe there could be anything as evil as an organized effort to suppress effective cancer treatments. And there are effective cancer treatments, and as Dr. Day says, and you can actually hear Dr. Dunnigan, his description of that, of what happened at during when Dr. Day gave the talk, by getting our 4-CD set, The New Order of the Barbarians, or certainly reading the transcript. You get it from us. It's available up on the Internet. And, of course, where Dr. Day says there are effective treatments for cancer, but we are going to suppress them. People have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer, and we will keep the treatments for cancer locked up in the basement of the Rockefeller Foundation. Well, Invita has many of the effective treatments, and you can reach them at 866-830-4576. But one of the most efficient means of attacking cancer is microchemotherapy. Now, instead of taking a full dose of chemotherapy and suppressing the inflammation, the immune system, what they effectively do is they tag the chemotherapy agent out of sugar, knock the level of sugar in the body down by giving insulin, and then, of course, when the cancer is starved for sugar, why, of course, you give them a sugar which contains a low-dose chemotherapy. It specifically attacks the cancer and, of course, in many cases, really slows it down. But there are many other approaches, certainly the use of oxygen therapy and ozone therapy, ultraviolet, and certainly running the blood through an ultraviolet machine. And don't ask me all the details because this is beyond my field of expertise. But there are specific treatments for cancer. One of them, of course, is to develop your immune system, and primary your immune system for this specific cancer, so that actually you take the cells out and you prime them for this cancer, reinject them, and they will target the cancer. You sort of use an antigen, like you find out the cancer, you get a piece of the cancer, and then you target cells so they'll go after the cancer. What you try to do is use your own immune system to target cancer, and people can recover. Now, there apparently the large part of any cancer treatment is proper nutrition. You've got to get people away from eating sugar. You've got to get them away from eating aspartame, which is on almost everything. You've got to get them onto a basic veg and diet. And that's the basis of the Gerson therapy, the basis of the Hallelujah diet, the basis of the diet that Dr. Lorraine Day uses. And these people are using just normal nutrients. Chris has been said, we are what we eat. And so you certainly want to get people eating and eating properly. And they've just got to give up a lot of the things that they're used to using in milk and meat and things of that sort. But you can do fine with that, especially if meat could mean your life. And certainly the Gerson diet had a large emphasis on specific types of enemas just to clean all the toxins out of your intestine. And people with metastatic cancer got well on the Gerson treatment. That is why it was outlawed here in America. And when you understand they have intentionally and maliciously and viciously outlawed effective cancer treatments, you can understand why so many people are dying the slow, painful deaths. Now, of course, they've come up with a solution for that. They call it hospice, and they'll put you in the hospice and simply ease you out for the hospice, just give you intravenous morphine until you die. And that is what's done, and sometimes they'll even do that with people who don't have permanent disease or terminal disease. There is a genocidal program in America today, and unfortunately medicine is part and parcel of this, not because doctors would be malicious in any way, but because they would find it impossible to believe that there is a genocidal agenda. And the people who run the pharmaceutical companies, the people who influence their medical education, the people who finance the medical journals, the people who finance the medical meetings, have an agenda. Part of it's to make money, but part of it's to make certain that effective cancer treatments remain concealed. Pull our numbers, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But there are a number of different approaches to cancer and cancer treatment that are available, some in this country. Some you're going to have to go to a clinic outside this country to get them, and that's why Invita has a separate clinic in Mexico, about 4 hours away from their Scottsdale, their Arizona site, where, of course, the treatments which are totally outlawed in America are allowed. Now, Invita does have some sort of relationship with the FDA, and the FDA is allowing them to do certain procedures there on an experimental basis. But these are usually treatments that have been well verified and well proven in other countries. And in other countries, especially in Europe, they have a number of things, and oxygen therapy is an important part of us in the of cancer treatments, but these treatments are certainly not utilized here. In fact, most doctors who are treating, most oncologists, don't understand the importance of diet, because everything has been done to undermine this. You can go up on the internet and look up the Hallelujah diet. The Hallelujah diet, I've talked to the gentleman who designed this, and he's basically a minister, and his mother had died of cancer of the colon after having surgery and chemotherapy. And when he developed cancer of the colon, he wasn't going to go through what he saw his mother go through. He just changed his diet totally, and he got completely well. And he's prescribed it, and literally tens of thousands of people have used the Hallelujah diet and have recovered from the cancer. That doesn't mean that everybody who changes their diet will recover, but an awful lot of them will, and many times it's far more effective than traditional therapy, especially once the disease is metastatic, because at that point, the only thing, once you have metastatic disease that is spread throughout your body, the only hope you have is to harness your immune system and let your immune system kill the cancer. and it can. And I've seen it happen. I've seen people who were sent home to die with pancreatic cancer and other tumors, and who've actually recovered, and they recovered because they changed their diet and their bodies healed their cancer. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. Like to know what you think. And hello, who do we have on the line?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Steve from Conifer, Colorado.
Hey,
I was wondering if you could give your opinion, if you have spoken to or interviewed or are familiar with any of Dr. Rebecca Carley's work, and I was wondering if you could comment on that, and I'll
let you
go.
I'm really not. Why don't you tell me about it? Rebecca, is it Rebecca Carley? Steve? I guess we lost Steve. The name is familiar to me, and it is conceivable that we've interviewed. I just don't. I draw a blank. The name is familiar, but I don't want to comment on it. There's some people out there, Chris, who say that you can treat all cancers with bicarbonate of soda. Well, I think that certain cancers don't like the strong alkaline. A background that you produce with something like that, and there, one doctor treats all of his cancers with bicarbonate of soda. He's a tight end. Of course, they pulled his medical license, but there may be a treatment for that specifically. I don't know what Dr. Carley has a treatment. There are some doctors who have, they just treat every cancer one way, and certainly I think they're probably. You need a myriad of treatments depending upon the specific type of cancer. But I will take a look at Dr. Carley's treatment after we get done here. Hi, who do we have on the line?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm sorry I lost you. This is Steve again from Conifer, Colorado. I was wondering.
Yes, what does Dr. Carley do?
Dr. Carley, I'm getting ready to do some work with her. She's a doctor out of New York.
Uh-huh.
That has done some work in the field of her main thing is that she talks about vaccinations and how they have affected children. And I have a 13-year-old boy who just got diagnosed 3 months ago with diabetes 1. And I was wondering if you've heard anything about possible treatment for diabetes 1 as far as diet.
There is a new treatment for diabetes 1, and I can't tell you what it is, but I just read about it the other day. Diabetes 1 is autoimmune disease, and here's the reason we see the explosion of the diabetes 1 in children is because of the vaccination programs. And basically, the vaccination programs stimulate the immune system, and of course, the whole idea is artificial stimulation of the immune system so it will fight diseases. But what they do by doing it artificially, the immune system doesn't turn off as it ordinarily would. Ordinarily, you go through three stages where you stimulate the immune system, and then the immune system fights the disease, and then the immune system turns itself off. When you do this artificially with a vaccine, it doesn't turn itself off, and you get then a continued hyper-immune reaction, and you get autoimmunity. And your own immune system begins to attack your own body, and it attacks the islets of Langerhans in the pancreas, and that produces diabetes 1. Now, I really don't know. The name Rebecca Carley is familiar. I just don't know what she's doing, but I do know that there apparently is some sort of a new treatment for diabetes 1, and it's so vitally important. This is a terrible disease because the child has to be on insulin all the rest of their life, all sorts of complications. The life is shortened. And if there's any sort of a treatment, it should be utilized, used immediately. But we should stop destroying the lives of our children with vaccinations. The risk-benefit ratio shows it just isn't worth it, and especially since we know they have intentionally and purposely allowed vaccines to be utilized that have created diseases and have created cancer. And we know that when they, and we have even a book put out by the National Institute of Health or under their auspices or authorized by the National Institute of Health. The book is available from Radio Liberty, used copies admittedly, but they're there, called The Health Century. And you could read the section and find out that when they knew there was a cancer virus, SV40, in the original polio vaccine, they allowed the manufacturers to disseminate and continue disseminating the vaccine. Now, apparently, Merck Company stopped disseminating the vaccine. In other words, they destroyed the remainder of their supplies, but several of the companies were allowed by the FDA, knowing there was a cancer virus there, to disseminate that. How could you justify something like that? Well, you can justify it if you believe that too many people in the world today, almost a third of the population, 27, maybe 25, 27%, I guess that's closer to a quarter, carry that cancer virus, and that's one reason. That's a piece of cancer. Our number 877-254-7524. Give us a call. We have nothing to talk about. 877-254-7524.
Cindy Girk and American Family Insurance in Fort Collins remind listeners, blood is one of the few substances which cannot be manufactured or stored for long periods. Giving blood is safe and painless. It only takes a short time. Be a silent hero. Give the gift of life. Donate blood. Your help could save a life in our community. This reminder is courtesy of Cindy Girk and American Family Insurance Agency in Fort Collins, reminding listeners, as Americans, it's our responsibility to help safeguard our country and its people. The staff and families at Texas Roadhouse take this special time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Remember them during these trying times in our thoughts and prayers. That's from the Texas Roadhouse, where they invite you in for the best food in Cheyenne. Fall off the bone ribs, hearty hand-cut steaks, legendary margaritas, and much more. Make their place your place at Texas Roadhouse, 1931 Bluegrass Circle, or call 307-638-1234.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and if you're out there in the audience, give us a call, 877-254-7524. Hi, who do we have on the line?
This is Irving, and I'm calling from Denver.
Hi, Irving, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm a grandfather and have a school-aged grandchild. And I received two letters from the Denver Public School System with a survey, and the survey is Denver Public Schools and Community Health Partners, whoever they are, and the researchers of the University of Colorado are trying to learn if and where parents take their children for flu vaccines. Do you have anyone who could shed light on children getting vaccinated and starting school or being stopped from starting school?
Well, basically, they were going to try to panic you into going ahead and taking the vaccines, how important it is to have the flu vaccine. The flu vaccine, almost all of it contains mercury, which, of course, destroys the immune system, affects the fertility, and affects the brains in everyone, but it's certainly dramatically in certain children.
They're not only trying to panic you, they have $5 enclosed with the survey.
Isn't that nice? Well, do not try to convince you that that you should get the flu vaccine, and you should not. You should not get it, number one, because they don't work, and
right.
Number two, because they contain mercury. And now you get the flu vaccine that doesn't contain mercury, but you won't get it unless you specifically ask, and they've given this to large numbers of children. See, basically, what they did is they came up, there was a lot of concern in people, you know, and parents, that the mercury in the vaccines was causing autism. So the American Academy of Pediatrics, and I believe it was the FDA or the CDC, that decided to take their mercury out of the childhood vaccines. That was 1999. By 2003, they had removed the mercury from the childhood vaccines in America, left it in for the childhood vaccines for the little black children in Africa, because we love them so much, actually.
Right. I haven't watched Saturday morning television in a while, but I know it's loaded with cereal commercials that are loaded with sugar. And if you can talk about secondhand smoke and what it does to an individual, I don't know, sugar at that young age on a diet of sugar every morning can't be good.
I'm not as worried about secondhand smoke as I am about the sugar. The sugar's not good for them. But the mercury in the vaccines, no sooner had they outlawed the mercury in the childhood vaccines than they mandated a non-childhood vaccine be given to children, and that was the one that contained that was the influenza vaccine. Now, why would you outlaw mercury in childhood vaccines and then mandate a vaccine to be given to children that contain mercury?
Because
exactly. You wanted to hurt them.
Exactly. Yeah, well, that's the fluoride argument, too, you know.
Right. So basically, they knew what they were doing. But basically, I'm sure they're trying to convince people how important it is that children have this influenza vaccine, and you do not give it to them, number one. I mean, you can get it without the mercury if you request it, but you never know, and you can never trust the people who give the vaccine, because you don't know what's in that vaccine.
And you can opt out.
They can put anything in that vaccine they want.
Well, denying vaccines, so I've heard.
Fine.
Can you write a letter to the school nurse opting out of vaccines?
Absolutely. And
right.
In fact, we are posting on my website a form, and it simply says, and it's for, you can give it to the school nurse or anybody else, it simply says, you know, I, and identifying the individual giving the vaccine, have given such and such a vaccine to a specific individual. And then he goes on to say that I have read all the information on this vaccine. I know that the vaccine manufacturers cannot be sued because of damage, and therefore, to demonstrate my confidence in this vaccine, I accept full legal responsibility for any damage or possible damage done to this child as a result of the administration of this vaccine, or my administration of this vaccine. And then you sign it and have it witnessed. No school nurse will sign that form.
Well, thank you for that information. I will look up your website and pull that down. And
And I just want to get this thing out all across America. If it isn't up posted now, it will be within a week. I think it's a very effective tool, and we've got to start using it.
Well, thank you again. I will continue listening.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. This gentleman was concerned about cereals loaded with sugar. They're not good for the child. Sugar decreases the immune response. Of course, it produces obesity and other things. I mean, I'll have to admit, I enjoy a piece of candy every once in a while. Certainly it's not good for children at all. But even worse for children is aspartame. And that's the artificial sweetener you find in chewing gum, or at least chewing gum has it. And they know very well it's a carcinogen. They know very well it produces pathological obesity. They know very well it alters the fertility. They love things that alter fertility. And, of course, the vaccines, the mercury in the vaccines, the aluminum in the vaccines, the aspartame and MSG. Why would they put aspartame in the vaccines? Because it protects fertility. Who do we have on the line?
And this is Doug. I have a question. I know you've interviewed Dr. Leonard Colwell a couple of times. What do you think of his theory of cancer?
Now, who is that again?
Dr. Leonard Colwell.
Leonard Colwell. The name is not familiar to me. I've interviewed Leonard Horowitz, but he writes about AIDS rather than that. I don't know Dr. Colwell. What is his theory?
Well, I had cancer about 23 years ago, and I survived by using Dr. Bernie Siegel's remedy by meditation and good food and stuff like that. So, But I've heard Dr. Leonard Colwell on the radio, and just wonder what you thought about him. So
I really can't comment. I really don't know.
Okay, sorry. Thanks so much.
Okay, bye bye. Well, our number 877-254-7524. Do we have somebody else there? Is somebody else calling in? Okay, well, give us a call, 877-254-7524, and we'd love to talk to you if you have any questions. Otherwise, if you have cancer, or you know somebody in your family who has a cancer, and you'd like to look into alternative treatments that have been found to be effective in other countries and are outlawed here as part of this program of population control, and Vita's telephone number is 866-830-4516. 4576. 866-830-4576. Since Scottsdale, give us a call, 877-254-7524.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Choice City Electric in Fort Collins salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from Choice City Electric in Fort Collins. 132 Commerce Drive, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumph and their sacrifice. With the summer months upon us, let's keep an eye out for senior citizens. Check on them regularly, especially when the weather is hot. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position, and wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Elder House Adult Daycare Program in Fort Collins. They're committed to serving our elder Americans, but most importantly, they remind you that love is ageless and growing older should be graceful. To find out how you can donate your time, call 970-221-0406. 970-221-0406. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Hello. And here at American Freedom Network, and our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. We're talking about cancer. We're talking about health. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But if you don't think that there is an organized effort to suppress effective cancer treatment, you really need to see the excellent DVD we offer, Cancer Forbidden Cures. And certainly it's, you get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now we have four tape sets on why do we still have cancer? And of course the reason we still have cancer is, are they suppressing effective treatments? We carry the four CD set, The New Order of the Barbarians. It's a little bit more expensive because we have to pay a royalty to Dr. Randy, pardon me, to Randy Engel, who did a lot of the interviews, although I did one of them. And then, of course, we have the transcript, which you can get if you just like to read the transcript. It's available up on the Internet, but it's available through Radio Liberty. We recommend you read it and reread it and reread it and understand the evil that we are opposed to today. Dr. Day is long since gone to his just rewards, and I wouldn't want to be in the same place he is. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Paul in Fort Collins.
Hi, Paul. How you doing? Do you have a question or comment? Paul, are you still there? Well, we seem to be having all sorts of problems losing people, getting them on the line. Again, our number is 877-254-7524. Maybe we'll get Paul back in again. Anyway, of course, we do have a four-tape set on why do we still have cancer. We have a four-tape set on Laetrile. We have a four-tape set on cancer treatments. We had one time we did a lot of work on this. We carry Ed Griffin's book, A World Without Cancer, going into the background of Laetrile. Now, there's lots of better things today than Laetrile, but there's still a place for it. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Paul in Fort Collins again.
Okay, fine. What happened before?
I don't know. It just cut off when they went to you, but...
Okay, go ahead.
I listen to you a lot, of course, and agree, you know, almost completely with the alternative methods. I've got a couple friends right now who, you know, they're basically on the end road with cancer. And it seems like if you can't get people sort of educated on your path ahead of time, it's too late. Once they've got it, they just don't seem to, they get like tunnel vision, you know, and do whatever the doctors tell them.
I know, and this is why all you can do is suggest that they try alternative treatments. I would suggest show them the DVD, Cancer Forbidden Cures. It's so well done. And certainly the fellow who produced it is given permission to make copies of it, so you can make copies and give them away. The people, get this DVD, show this to them, and let them understand there are alternative treatments, and they are being effectively suppressed. People don't like to believe that anything can be that evil, but get them to read my little pamphlet. It's available on the Internet, or you can get it through us for a couple of bucks, cost of shipping. Call the Population Control Agenda, but you can go up my website. It's posted there and pull it down or get it off the Internet. Other people who put it on the Internet. It's well worthwhile when you understand that there is an organized effort to block treatments for cancer. If people have cancer, there are effective alternative treatments.
Well,
I know it's hard to convince them of that because they have confidence in their doctors. Not that their doctors are bad or wicked people. The doctors just don't know, and we have to educate them.
What was that cancer, the forbidden cure? What's the author's name again?
Well, basically, it was Dr. That's not put out by a doctor. Mario Mercuzio, something of that sort, is an Italian name. But then it's Cancer Forbidden Cures is a DVD. And it's available by calling our 800 number, 800-544-8927.
You have it at your website.
Yes, then. We carry that through my ministry. Just call us at 1-800-544-8927 and ask for Cancer the Forbidden Cures.
Right. Yeah, I mean, like this one fella, you know, he's been going to this clinic in Illinois, which was better. I mean, Denver, they wanted to just do surgery and cut out his voice box so he wouldn't have been able to talk, you know?
Yeah.
And so he's been going to this other one, but of course they treated him with the chemo and the radiation, and, you know, a year and a half later, well, it came back, and now we don't think we can treat it, you know, and they just...
I don't know whether this would be treatable by the alternative treatments at this stage or not. Somebody's smarter than I am.
I mean, they go along that method, and then by the time they finally are open, it's really the last ditch moment, you know, when hardly anything but God will work.
I know. Well, that's what's so tragic about this is that, you know, basically, if you get the people early and change their diet and and get them on these treatments, the treatments are very effective. We get them terminally, you know, the Invita will say, well, we get about an 18% in incurable cancers everybody else has given up on. I mean, that's only, you know, that's less than 20%, but at least it's some hope. The rest of them, of course, there's just no hope at all. But,
right.
You
well,
know,
well, if, I do ahead. Appreciate what you do because, as I say, as far as I can see, people have to be educated in this before they get sick. Otherwise, it's a much tougher road.
I think you're right. That's why this DVD, Cancer Forbidden Cures, you raise the question in people's mind, are there treatments that are effectively being suppressed? And then when you, of course, read that transcript or listen to our four tapes of the New Order of the Barbarians and understand why it is because they, the elite, feel there are too many people in the world and they got to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, I'm back here, and once again, the number for the Encina Medical Clinic, 866-830-4576, and they treat ascendant chronic fatigue, Lyme diseases, and they treat autoimmune disease, they treat cancer, and of course, cancer is one of the things they've been most successful with. But they treat all of these diseases, which you're going to have a hard time finding people who can treat them. So if you're interested, again, their number is 866-830-4576. And then, of course, this is the time when I need to mention to our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We do have a few advertisers, but when you have 60 outlets, close to 65 now, why, of course, it's an expensive proposition. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, would love to hear from you. Our number is 800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, that you want to get our DVD on cancer, forbidden cures. Certainly on the new order of the barbarians, and get the transcript with it, or just get the transcript by itself if you'd like to, because you need to understand the enormity of the evil. There really are people out there who want to kill off most of the people in the world. Why would anybody in their right mind want to do that? Because we're not dealing with people in their right mind. We're dealing with people like the ones who put up the Georgia Guidestones there in Elberton, Georgia, who call for maintaining population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. And we're dealing with people like Jacques Cousteau, who recommended eliminating 350,000 people a day to bring the climate population back in balance. Or Dr. Eric Pienka, who advocated the use of Ebola to eliminate 90% of the world's population, or certainly other people that have made similar recommendations, like Ted Turner, who recently recommended eliminating 95% of the population of the world. These are people who have an agenda, and they know what they're doing. They just don't want you common people to know. And that's one reason why they're going to plunge us into a terrible war and terrible poverty in this country. And believe me, that war is coming. That's why we're toppling all those governments over there in the Middle East and the Near East. And it's being done with your tax money to the CIA and, of course, the British Bank of England as well. And that was, of course, Lord James' testimony or a discussion before the House of Lords. Anyway, of course, we hope you'll get my material on planned population reduction. It's a DVD. And if you get anything from us, just ask for a free copy of the Population Control Agenda. The Population Control Agenda, will send it along. You can copy it, duplicate it, get it out. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then we ask you to, of course, understand that who's really behind this. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness, my talks on the dark secret and on the forbidden secret, and the syllabuses go with that. And when you have that, you'll know more than 99% people in the world. And number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, our protection. And till tomorrow, may the Lord bless you.
the people of the United States. In order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at